Show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad, getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 25 March 2022.
Did you know that during Pfizer's clinical trials for their COVID vaccines, one in every 40 people died? No? And that doesn't include other adverse reactions? No? According to FOIA requests, 3rd of March, HHS purchased advertising from major news networks, including ABC, CBS, and NBC, cable TV news stations Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, New York Post, LA Times, Washington Post, digital media companies like BuzzFeed News and Newsmax, and hundreds of local newspapers and TV stations. These outlets were collectively responsible for publishing countless articles and video segments regarding a vaccine that were nearly uniformly positive in terms of both its efficacy and safety. The money did not just pay for pro-vaccine advertising. It essentially paid for an outright ban on negative coverage. Other publications, such as the LA Times, featured advice from experts on how readers could convince vaccine-hesitant people in their lives to change their minds. Washington Post covered, quote, the pro-vaccine messages people want to hear, unquote. Newsmax reported how the vaccines were demonstrated to be safe and effective and, quote, encouraged citizens, especially those at risk, to get immunized. Predictably, HHS did not immediately respond when asked if the agency used taxpayer dollars to pay for people to be interviewed or to hire a PR firm to place them in interviews with these news outlets. Separately, on the 6th of May, 2021, Pfizer wired $2,875,842 to the FDA, U.S. Treasury, for the application fee requesting priority review designation. Meanwhile, back at the Tennessee House Health Subcommittee hearing, 1st of March, Dr. Ryan Cole, quote, these vaccines do not prevent acquisition of the disease, do not prevent transmission of the disease, does not prevent illness from the disease, and does not prevent death from the disease. In fact, in studies, the all-cause mortality rates have been shown now to be higher in numerous studies in those who have received the vaccine than in those who have not, unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.